Avraham Shalom Pim Pashas Kiseitse.
This week's Sedra, Parsha Kisaitza, is thoughts off with the Parsha. Parsha of Aishas Yefastoye. Aishas Yefastoye, the Pusik says, Evochsu esuviu ves imo yeirech yume. It's Pusha Pshat. We know the Torah is Nidrish, Pshat, Evremez, Evedrish, Evesot. So although the parasha is speaking about Aishas Yefastoye, Dibre Torah Knei Yad Zahara, Kimetzi Yadim Mefarshim, and Noem Bederech Remez, Bederech Sot, and this parasha of Meramez, Kisaitza, Rebelchum, Aleveichu, Amelchaim, Esayayitza. And the Pusik says, Evorsu, Esu, Viyu, Ve Es Imo, Yerech Yumen. What's Pusha Pshat? If we, Viyu is the father, Imo is the mother. But you find, the Gemurah says in Bruchas Daf Lamed Hay, a person is meant to make a bruch before he eats. And if a person doesn't make a bruch before he eats, Chalal Nen Im Oilem Azei Beloi Bruche, Goiz Mila Kudish Buruchi Iknes Yisroel. Kebiyuchel, he steals from the Hashem, and he steals from Knes Yisroel, is the Shechina, or from Klal Yisroel, whereas the Raya, Shneime Goizel Ove Ve'imoy. By not making a brucha, you steal your father, your mother. Uviv is a chodesh buruchi. Shneim halo yuvichu hi, halo hi yuvichu, in Pas Zazini. The imoy is kneis tisruel, shneim es shma b'ni miser yuvichu, v'al titish toyres yimeichu. So the Gemurah in Daf Lamed Hay, in Bruches, darshens, uvichu in derech drish, means the Eibishter our father, and in Meichu, Derech Drish means Toyas in Meichu, a Toyah of the Shechina Gdoish, a Toyah of Klal Yisroel, Knesset Yisroel. Says the Recham Kodesh, the Seifel Mechum on Aveichu, a person should go out and Mechum against the Yitzahore, Yivorsu, Esu, Viyu, Ves Imoy, he should cry. Why? He made the Pagam, he made the blemish through his sins. Kev Yuchel, he made the Tzah, Esu, Viyu, Esu, the father of Klal Yisroel, the Eibishter, Vesimah, Klal Yisroel, Yerech Yomem, a full month. Which month? Says the Recham Kodesh, Chodesh Elul. So the Recham Kodesh touches the Pusik, Om Nochem Esa Yaitse, and the Vachsu Esa Viyu, Vesimah means crying, doing tshiva, for the Pgam that we caused through our sins, to the Eibishter, and to Klal Yisroel, and to the Shechina Gdoshe, Esa Viyu, Vesimah. How and when should we do this chiv, especially Yerech Yomem and the Chodesh of Elul? Azushkeit and Aracham Kodesh. The truth is, this Aracham Kodesh has a source in Zoyah Chodesh. The Zoyah Chodesh says, "Evochsu esoviv esim Yerech Yomem du hi yarche de Elul." Zoyah Kodesh is a Shun Bayechui, Sisra Torah. The Aracham Kodesh writes in Zagduma that when he wrote his Pirish of a Torah, he didn't think in what Chazal said. He then made his own chedishim, what he was mechadish lefi going to Shusa in the parasha. So many times people ask, Racham Kodesh, Mefarash Rambam, Mefarash Zoya, why doesn't he state the source? The truth is that Racham Kodesh himself writes in his Lagdoma that he writes his parish without thinking what Chazal say, because Racham Kodesh says that a person is allowed to be mechadish if it's al pi Torah and al pi Chazal. A person is allowed to be mechadish, especially about the Kodesh, like the Racham Kodesh, as it's brought down in Surah Makdush and the Racham Kodesh. There was once a Malamed who said to his Talmidim, to his pupils, that the Racham Kodesh wasn't written al pi Kodesh. So we find the Chivas, they wrote the Shala to the Gedolim of that generation, to the Bai Shloime, the Baltic Igu in the Bai Shloime, to the Rechaim, Sanz Ruv. If this Melamed is not to be a Melamed, he said to his Talmidim that the Rechagush has to be a Kodesh. So the Rechaim, the Bai Shloime, both Paskin, that this Melamed should be also Melamed. Be Mavad the Melamed. has to lose a job. Why? A Malamed can learn and tell, can speak against the Mara of Racham Kodesh. Written Riecha Kodesh is called Apokoyres. That's a gewaltige Madrayis. The Racham Kodesh was Macham, Riecha Kodesh, the Zoya Kodesh. As he works to a survive as immer, Yerich Yumim, do Kodesh El. I'd like to discuss this morning a little bit about Inna Vochsu, crying. Why does the Pusik, why does the Zoya, the Chakunish bring out the Mala of Shiva through crying? Vochsu Saviv Simon. Stam, this week I met up with some Lamed. He told me that one of his Talmidim said, what's the chelik between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? Both days we fast, and both days we cry. So it seems that the crying sometimes is not understood in the right concept. What's the meaning of a vachsu shiva through crying? Let's be makdim. The Gemara tells us in Bruchas Daf Lamed Bais Omed Bais. Umer Reb Luzer, miyoyim shechur bas hamikdash nenali share tefillah. But after chom bas hamikdash, the gates of tefillah were locked. Doesn't mean you can't daven, but it's more difficult. The gates are locked, it means the gates can be opened. But you have to have more zchusim to be able to open a door. You come into a house, the door is open, there's no problem. You come to a house, the door is locked, you ring the bell. There's ways how to get into a house even when it's locked. You can have a key. There's ways to get into a locked house. It's not the end of the day. But it's not as simple. So the Gemara tells us, the gates of tefillah are locked. Shneima, Gamki Ezak, Vashavaya, Susan Telusi, the gates are locked. Says the Gemara, the Afal Pisha Share Tfilin in Ali, Sharai Dimu Loin in Ali. When the Tfilin comes through the Buas, through Fiyas, then Loin in Ali. How do we know? The Gemara brings a Raya from a Pusik in Tehillim. Duvada Melech says in Tehillim, I beg you, Hashem, Shimu Tfilusi Hashem. It's a Pusik Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Tes. Listen to my Tfilis Hashem. He has to beg Hashem. Shimu Tfilusi Hashem. V'shavusi amaya shout, Hazinu, please listen. El Demusi, to my tears, Al Techrash. I'm sure that you won't be schwagen, you won't be silent. And you'll zicher always answer my Tfilis, says Rashi Pshat in the Gemur, this is the Gemur, in Bruchas of Lamed Bais. And the Gemara Kedushin Daf Ni and Tes, the Gemara says, although after the Chob Mesamigdash, Shara Tfilin and Ali, the gates of Tfilah are locked, and you can open the gates to Tfilah, but it's difficult. You have to be able to ring the right bell, have the right key, bring the right attention to the Irish Kabiyuchu to open the doors. Shara Demu, if the Tfilah brings tears, Loin and Ali, it's straight through, mamish through. We find, do it amelech. We say it in Tachnem. We don't always think what we're saying. But let's try and say pshat the pusik of what we say in Tachnem. When we fall Tachnem, the amelech says, Asche becholayl umitusi. I make my bed swim. Asche make swim becholayl umitusi. I make my bed swim. Why? Bedemusi, with my tears, arsi my bed, amsa, I make dissolve. No, we're not speaking about one tear. The Buddha Melech wasn't Megazim. The Buddha Melech, he is the Melamed of Tshiva. The Gemara tells us, Lehoyu, Duvid Rui Le'oise Masa. Rui was, Duvid Rui, Melech wasn't Rui for the Masa of Bas Sheva. Eile Lehoyres Tshiva Le'yuchet. The Buddha Melech came to be the Rebbe of Pala Tshiva. Ne'ima Geve Hikim Al. So we dash, Ne'ima Geve speaks the person, Hikim Ilo Shel Tshiva. Duvid Melech is the Rebbe of the Pala Tshiva. And it teaches us that we have to do tshiva through demuas and share demuas, loin and ali. And he says such a lushi, b'chol, asra, next time we say tachna, we'll think about it. It might take a minute longer, but it's worthwhile. Because then our tefillah is more chashivas. Asra, I will make swim, b'chol laylu every night, mitusi my bed, with demusi with my tears, arsi my bed, amsa, I will make dissolve. It takes a bit of tears to dissolve a bed. So do this. We also find the Medrash. The Medrash says, the Gemara tells us, Shara Tfilin in Ali, Shara Demus Lod in Ali. The Medrash Bash Vashana says, Shara Tfilin Pu'umim Psichim, Pu'umim Ne'ilim, Shara Tshiva Tumim Psichim. Shara Tshiva is also, so it seems the Shara Demus means the Demus of the Tshiva. The Ramelech made Tshiva through Demus. When we say Tachna, we remind the Ramelech's Demus. So it seems that Tshiva, Matur Demus, It's a gewaltige, powerful koyach, and it's always open to the Eibishter. Also in Zohar Kodesh we find that tzloise, a tefillah that comes through the Muz, it always goes straight through. And we see in the most Zmanim Kedoshim, like by Ne'ilah, when we say the Piyat of Hashem Hashem Kail Rachem Chanen, how do we, what's the shtick, the last shtick, Yeruzim v'neichu shemaya kol bichyos. We ask Hashem, who listens to the voice of crying, Shetusim demoisani, put our tears, v'noitrulios, into like a jaw, v'salaimim v'kol gzayres achzurias. Because a person who has a zoiche, to bring the muas, chiva through the muas, that breaks all the gates. It can be that we find people, it's not my own idea, because soon we'll see that dmuas means dmuas, tears means tears. But I would like to suggest, perhaps, that it can also be a person who dabbles with great depth and feeling, although it doesn't actually bring tears, because we find there are people who are easier to bring tears, and people who are harder to bring tears. We see even the children. You see children, every little thing, they cry. You see children, they're also upset, they also get upset, but they don't cry. So the same thing with adults. There are people who get the tears easier than other people. So it could be that a person with the same depth of tshiva as his friend, and doesn't bring actual tears, maybe the dinner doesn't have to be actually dinner. It's the feeling of dinner, a deep feeling that would bring dinner. Could be. With this Chazal, who tell us that although Sharei Tefillin in Ali, Sharei Dima Loin in Ali, and Sharei Tshiva Loin in Ali, we can understand the psikin in Sefer Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Novi tells us the famous psikin that the Shas, when the Yid went into Gulas, Kuchen Emayni cried, Koil Behomu Nishmu Nehi Bechit Amrirem. Ruch Lemaini sobbed, Bechit Amrirem. Ruchum bevake al buneyum me'anu leinuchem. She cried to Hashem, why are the Yid going to Gulas? And the Zohar says, these demuas of Ruch Lemaini are demuas that will bring our Geile, and through demuas will be the Geile. The Eibush has said to Ruch Lemaini, mini koilich mebechi, stop crying, v'naach bedemu, and stop, take away your tears, ki yeshuch lepeyusach, there's a scha to your deeds, and I tell you, the Yid will come back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Mefarshim ask, what's the answer? She was crying because the Yid didn't go in Gulas. The Yid went to Gulas. The Yid have suffered in Gulas. 2,000 years of Gulas, has been many, many Tzulas, Chumun al-Islam. And that's why she was crying. And Hashem answered her, don't cry. I promise you that after 2,000 years of persecution, and of holocausts, and of wars, and of Tzulas, and of darkness, they'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. And Ruch Lemaini was baruyik. What's baruyik in English? She was calmed. She was calmed.
Consoled.
She was calmed.
Consoled.
Why was she? Why was she baruyik? What? A famous story here brought down in the books of the Maggid speaks. The Pesach Krom brings the story in the name of some person. I don't know if you know him. A person called Rav Shia Oizer Halpern of Manchester. That's the quotation of the story in one of the Maggid series. What's the story? That he accompanied Reb Chaim Shmulevich to the Kaiva Ruchel. Reb Chaim Shmulevich was rather a very big Baal Bechi. He was a person who was a geisha. And he used to go a lot to the Kaiva Ruchel to be mispal. And she always once overheard Reb Chaim Shmulevich saying that Kaiva Ruchel, Mama Ruchel, he spoke to her like to a mama, Mama Ruchel. The Eibishter says, "Mini koilich mebechi." The Eibishter said to you, "Stop crying." Aber Chaim gesagt, "Wein weiter." Chaim says, "Wein weiter." Also he gesagt, "As a hardusha, and a good be Yisrael." Aber the pastors are seeking and the shaitaras. The Eibishter said to Chulemayni, "Stop crying." Why was she baruit? Why was she calm down? What happened here? So I once said here in the Shia Radio and Torah way, I repeat it. It's such a gewaltige word. It's good to repeat because a good word doesn't repeat. Says the Ba'al Ma'im Chaim Petazoy. Ruch Lemaini cried. Why did she cry? With Mushel. A Mushel, there was a prince who was very sick, and they went to the group of big professors. Professor said, I must tell you, unfortunately, they have to amputate an eye. They have to take off a limb, and this takes a big operation. a lot of anesthetic and anesthesia. Still not present, yeah, sure. In the Ashleif, in this baby, this prince, she starts crying. She starts crying. Says the king to the mother, "Why are you crying? Do you not understand that it's necessary to save his life, to amputate the leg, and to make this operation? Why are you crying? It's saving the child." She said, "I'm not crying because of the operation. I realize this operation is necessary. I'm crying because you're going to give such a strong anesthetic. I'm scared this child, the prince, will never wake up. He'll be so in his sleep, so stark in his sleep. He'll never wake up." Who says the king, "If that's your worry, you're right. You're right. What's the hakad aitza? We're going to bring a very, very stark chemical, a stark besomim, and put this, give the doctors this besomim, and the doctors will keep on giving this child constantly to inhale this stark besomim, and it's so strong that I feel it'll be very stark. In anesthetic, it'll wake him up even when it'll be mamish kugim lemisa." But she heard, but when the mother heard that, she was calmed down. Says the Ba'al Ma'am Chaim in the Sefer Shara Tfilin, says as follows: the Yidden have to go in gulas because the Eibush saw that the Yidden had different illnesses or different gehame, and it was necessary to go into gulas to be mezachach, to make an operation for Klal Yisrael. It was necessary to amputate the leg of Klal Yisrael. All these tzuras, when Mashiach will come, we realize we're all for tachlis. Ruchel Imani cried, "And Haram have to go into gulas, but in the gulas we might fall into a big, big sleep." We'll fall into the sleep of gulas. And before a film will be a time when Yid will be clear of all the virus, they won't have the schuss to come back to the school because they'll be completely verschluffen. They'll be verschluffen in the zaham of the gulas. The gulas will take away from the Eibishter. How can I be sure that this anesthetic of the gulas will dissolve and I'll be able to wake up after the gulas? Said the Eibishter, "Yes, sucha lepilusach. Sucha is a gematria of 520. Hat tfille. Tfille with a high is gematria 520. Tfille is tuf kif tesvob like waschama. Plus a ha sucha. Hat tfille with a high is gematria sucha. Yes, sucha le pinusa. I'm going to give you this besumim. This is tfille. Tfille the way ruchel emayni dam. Tfille with bechias. Keep on teaching the kinder, your children, and Yiddelech to come and cry. Why cry? Meile, in that zechus they'll have this besumim. They'll never fall into the trap of the gulas. They'll always come back to the shul after the gulas. So Ruchel Emayni's worry was not the gulas; it was getting lost in gulas, getting sunken into gulas. And by giving the koyach of hasucha, which matriyah tefila, that's the way Hashem will calm down Ruchel Emayni. So I thought to myself, interesting. There's a pusik in Tehillim, "Hinai nachles Hashem bunim, sucha pri habutem." There's a pusik in one of the Shir HaMalos. It's brought in the Surah. The person wants to have children, and the kinder, he should shed tears from davening. He should try it in the Belzerus Chol Woche. First of all, it's his gila, kashare duos loin in Ali. And besides, when a child sees his father davening with a sincerity, at Kedai Demuas, he sees that the Torah is true. He sees that the Minna is, he feels it. That brings down a Minna to the child. The child has to have a Minna through his parents, as brought down very famously this week's Sedra from the Shem Shmiel. Why is the Ben Soire the Moire killed? Because the Usir is going to, since he's not fressing and drinking and being very, leading a terrible life, we say, the Musaf is going to kill, and we kill him even when he's a young bucha of 13 years old. Ask Hashem Shmuel, can't you do tshiva? Tshiva always helps. Says Hashem Shmuel, if the father keeps on having connection with his child, he's connected to his father, to the Olam HaKadoshim, then he can do tshiva. But if the father also despises him, his own father, and he throws him away, then he has no code to do tshiva, because tshiva comes through the parents. It's a very, very famous word of Shem Shmuel. And the Hanukkah Machanchim, the generation, they bring it down. I'm just showing my master that we shouldn't have the Nesorin of children who are not Noyek or be the way we want them to be Noyek. But if Chas Mashul, a person has this Nesorin, it's difficult, but it's important to keep the Kesha with the child. That keeps the Kesha with the Ovisak Noyek, and that can be massive achiever. But let's speak even in a good Oifen. When you have a good child who is learning and is davening, but he wants, every child has to have this Yerushamayim, that he shouldn't be sunk into this gashmistic world that takes away the Yerushamayim. The street doesn't sell Yerushamayim. The street doesn't sell a minute. And I feel like somebody who does daven, does learn, is sometimes very like superficial because he doesn't feel the feeling of sincerity in the way of Hashem's book. And then it serves Hashem, it's very superficial. So the koyach to the tefillah of the parents with sincerity is a koyach to give in sincerity to the children. So the pusik, hil nachas Hashem bunim, sucho ha'gimatriya ha'tefillah. Tefillah is priyabuta. So we spoke about the ending of demuus. Demuus, shiva through tears, is a shiva of depth of the heart, and that is always, never close any gate. Now, even more, here we find Ria Kudish. Ria Kudish writes, is brought down in Shechen Urech, in Tzimun Tovki Pai Dalet, in the Bar Haitiv. See it even in the Mishnah Brira? Tovki Pai Dalet, the Bar Haitiv, it's a good Gimel. Brings Ria Kudish. It's also brought down Matar Chai, somebody who B'meshach, during the Heilige Yom Neruim, he never loses it, never sheds a tear. It's a simon that his neshama is not pure. A person, altogether, Ria Kudish, it makes it a little scary, about which type the Ria Kudish, that an Elch Yid, who has a Heilige Neshama, should B'meshach the Yom Neruim come to B'chir. The Rizal, Nuag Lifchois, Prashashunu and Kvirim. He used to cry. Voma, he said, "Mi she'aynoi boicha b'yomim ayli, ayn shmusa toive shleime." It's missing something. That's the way Ria Kudish says. Then he says that when he does cry, it's a simon that in those minutes they're down the person in Shemai. Tkiel shoyfer, we say triu. Says what's triu? Says the Gemara, "Gemir chegunel, yila yula." Why do you make the noise of a triu like three long noises and then nine short noises? And somebody who cries, says the Gemara. Genich egunach, yin yula. So again, we see Yom Neruim, the Indian of Tshiva Betoch Bechir. Here comes this famous question. How can it be that the Tshiva has to be through Bechir and Rosh Hashanah? We find the famous psikim in Sefer Nehemiah in Kapitel Ches, Pusik Tes, that Nehemiah, Hanovi, and Ezra, Hakoyim, and the Levian saw the Eden crying. When the Eden came back after the first Gulas, they were crying. It was Rosh Hashanah. Said Nehemiah and Ezra Soifa said, "Hayoim kudoi shi l'Hashem l'kaychem." Today, Rosh Hashanah, it's a holy day. Al tisabli. Don't mourn. Ve'al tevchi. Don't cry. Ki boichim kolom. Because the Eden were crying from Shiva. Says the Yomelech, "No, l'chi, go home. Ichli mashmanim. Eat. Mashmanim, fette food, ich weiß nicht, Englisch, Mashmanim. Fanny, the delicatessen, ich sieh mein Takim and drink, sweet drinks, wahrscheinlich hier Munus nein noch ein Leute, send presents, ich kann schon wieder nein, ich war alte Otsvi, don't come to Otsvis, ich hätte was Hashem in Israel, your strength is Simcha. So how does this go together? Here we say that the tachlis of Shiva is through the ruas, through akdakak to bring tears. And we say that somebody doesn't shed a tear on Rosh Hashanah, it's a question on his tahar of his neshama. And the Tkiya Shoifa also resembles a more crying. And here we see they were crying, they were doing the right thing, and the Chemia says, "No, don't cry. Chemia's Hashem, be happy. Go home and eat and drink, be happy. Also, don't be answers. It is not a stira." The Teretz is, the Sfurim right, not a stira. There is crying, and there is crying. There is crying, stand mourning, crying, being a yish, falling into yish, that's one crying. That crying is atzvus. That crying is me'oire din. That atzvus can't be mefais the Eibishter. That can't, mefais in English, mefais. That can't appease Hashem. If we're trying to appease Hashem, ask me to have with your simcha. If the tria resembles a crying of atzvus, a crying of what's atzvus? Depression. A crying of depression, that can't appease the Mishbuchi, that can't change over. Crying of atzvus is more oiler than brings them. Crying of yearning to Hashem, crying of feeling close to Hashem, coming back to Hashem. crying, you're feeling close, feeling, I've been so far, and now, Baruch Hashem, I've met you. Crying, you're feeling the truth. Crying, you're feeling the neshama. That's called crying. That's allowed, that has to be done. Where do we see it? No need to look in Kabbalah. We find it in Shechan Urach. In Shechan Urach, have a look in Mishnebrire. In Simen Reish Parches, if you're allowed to cry on Shabbos. Says the Rambam, we shouldn't cry on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of oinek. Says it to the Taz. But somebody who cries because he yearns to Hashem, like we find Rebbe Kiva used to cry when he used to say Shir HaShirim. When he said Shir HaShirim, and the Heilige Tanner Rebbe Kiva knew what the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael and the Mushul of Shir HaShirim. He understood the Nimshul and he felt it, and he got so overwhelmed. He couldn't keep himself back and he started crying. Crying, betoch yearning, betoch, says the Mutrazuah, Budar Mishnadire, in Reish Parches, that's allowed in Shabbos. We find the Zohar tells Rav Kiva, he went to Rav Lezer just before he was Nifter, and Rav Lezer told him many secrets of Shir HaShirim. When he came to the Pusik, I'm unwell from love. I love you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm unwell from love. He couldn't keep himself back from crying. He started crying. He couldn't keep himself back from crying. That crying is not Atzlis. That crying is not Moir Ben Sadin. That's Moir Ben Sarachne. Says the Sam Soifer. Ashrei Vom Yoida Yisriya. Says the Medrash. Ashrei Vom Yoida Yisriya. Voil. Ashrei. Voil is Ashrei. Ashrei. Yit. Ashrei. Who Om Yoida Yisriya. They know how to blow. As the Medrash. Only Yidin can blow. Ashrei Vom Yoida Yisriya. Voil for the people. Chalas Vom. They know how to blow. A goy can't blow a trumpet. A goy can't blow a shofar. I never can't give a goy a shofar. But still make him blow a shofar as well. Strike him and go a shofar. But still make him blow it. I'm not speaking about the gashmis of the shofar. I'm speaking about the meaning of the shofar. A goy can cry. But a goy can't cry from yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A goy can't yearn to even to the Eibishter that he believes. Even the Hashem that he believes the goy, he can't cry to Hashem. He can't have a feeling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no neshama. He has a nefesh. Like a behemoth. He hasn't got a neshama kadosha. It's only a yid who has a neshama kadosha. He can yearn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei Hu Om Yoida Yisriya. Only Klal Yisrael have this koyach to cry the way the shofar cries. The crying of yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the pussy carries on. B'shimchu, listen to this one. This is gewaltig. The Heilige Sam Soifer. The Heilige Sam Soifer. Chia is my Yisufa. What's that now? The Ashrei Yisriya is my Yisufa. But now keep knocking on the Soifer. But the pussy carries on. Ashrei Yisriya Yisriya. Who's called on B'shimchu in your name, Yigilin, they B'simcha Kol Ayoy. B'shimchu, Yigilin, Kol Ayoy, Moshe Taivis. B'shimchu, Yigilin, Kol Ayoy, B'chia. Bais Chuf, Yid, and Ha. B'shimchu, Yigilin, Kol Ayoy. Moshe Taivis is B'chia. They cry. What's the meaning of the crying? B'shimchu, Yigilin, Kol Ayoy. They're B'simcha, they're happy. They cry, not crying from Atzves, not crying from Midas Adin. So Sofer says, the meaning of the Riyah Kodesh is that every Roshun, every Yom Kippur, Hashem sends down Siyata Nishmaya to awaken a Yid Veshumah. And the more a person concentrates on Yom Kippur, on a Rosh Hashanah, on a Yom Neruim, takes away distractions and concentrates with the Shalmas HaNefesh, not with Atzves. If the message has been given to some people, that Rosh Hashanah, you have to be ba'atzus, you have to be worried, you have to be zonked. It's happy, Tal says the Yidin are happy on Rosh Hashanah. It's the care of the psikim and the chemia. It's a misunderstanding. I think it's a misunderstanding. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's a serious time. It's a serious time to mean business, to be serious. But the serious time is to become yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to simcha, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why if a person doesn't shed a tear on Yom Neruim, says the Chassam Sofer, why is there a question on the Neshama? Because Shabbos Purich is Ma'oire, Klal Yisrael, the time of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to give the extra set of Neshmai to feel the Neshama. And if he doesn't feel it, there's a question on the Neshama. So what's the Aitzah? The Aitzah is the more a person thinks about Hashem, thinks about davening, says the words of davening, takes away distractions, and becomes close to the Siddur, close to the davening, and close to his parents, he thinks about how his father davened, how his Zayda davened, he thinks how the Chumam davened, and he thinks about Eilichkeit, The wings is the neshama. It's the time when a person can awaken his neshama. Ad kedai kach that he can come to d'muas. And if he comes to d'muas, shara d'muas lo nali. Says the samsari for a gvaltig pshat. As a pusik tehillim, kapitel lamad gimel. Shiri l'Hashem, shir chudosh. Sing to Hashem a new song. Which new song? Haitivi nagai, make a nice song. Betriyu when you're crying. That's a new song. Nobody can do that. No evolution, no nation can make this song. They might have all different songs, music, classical music, pop music, whatever music. But there's never this music of being happy with crying. No such thing. Didn't exist. Only Shiri Lashem, Shir Chudosh. Which new song? Let me hear. I know all about music. Let me hear what music are you selling me? A new music you've never heard before. Hi TV Nagain, make a geschmack song. Bisriu, with you crying. The Heilige Samsoifer writes this. The Heilige Samsoifer wrote, Bricha Koidesh. So we see that the message for ourselves and the message for our children on Shun and Kippur, Ches Machina, Elul, has to be that we're serious, we mean our Vimta Shalisburg, we're doing Shiva, and we reach our heart, and we bring Demuas, and the Demuas is Demuas of yearning, of Simcha, not Demuas of Atzvus, Ches Machina. So when somebody realizes the truth, with the truth, with the deepness, it can bring tears. Sometimes we very far from Kodesh Baruch Hu. But let's remind, sometimes we have a good minute. Sometimes. We all have a good minute, sometimes. Maybe like Konidra, maybe Vanila, sometimes. It's difficult. But there is this minute. That's the minute that was. That minute you've ever experienced, a true minute, and you felt in the Shomer, and you felt the whole world, all the gashmis is all baloney, and you've reached a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you've for a second, split second, you've seen the light, that's called the Muas. That's called the Muas, and every Yid has to try to work on it. How? By saying Tehillim, by saying Tefillah, Dovid HaMelech. He made his bed wet every night. If we say Tehillim, we connect to Dovid HaMelech, we can also have the Schos. Say Tzikin Zimra, say Tehillim. This is the pshat of the Muas, Shara Muas, Lo Nenali. Kim Tzigayim Dariya Kudish. He says, if somebody has the schos ever to shed a tear of deepness of tshuva, he should take this tear, he should put it on his forehead. He should wipe his forehead with a tear. If a person is zoiche to have a tear from depths of tshuva, he should take the tear and put it on his forehead and wipe his forehead. Why? Said Rei Kodesh. You know why? Because it's brought down the Sfum HaKdoshim that a person sins. On his forehead, there is some signs there. We can't see it, but somebody who sees with a rochistic sight, with einai kedoshes, like a chuzah of Lublin, somebody who can see with a heiliger sight, he can see on the forehead what all the signs are. And this is the most gvaltige cleansing. What?
Agents.
Agents. You take the muas, it's like salt water. And this salt water that comes from the depth of the heart has the koyach. If it takes some salt water, put it in the cup, the salt water, put it on the forehead, it won't erase these scars of the virus. But the special ingredients of the demuas that come out from the depth of the heart, betoch simcha, they have a shir chudosh. It's a special agent. And you take it, and you put it on your forehead, and it cleans up all the demuas. So I'll tell you an interesting shala. You might laugh, but it's a true shala. There was a tzaddik who lived in Antwerp. I, Moshev, I had this chist to know him. Chibitzik from Pshevos. I had this chist to know him. We had a little bishpucha, a little. I was in Antwerp. Before Shabbos say, he managed as well when I was a child. Chibitzik from Antwerp. Pshevos. He wanted to get tzaddik. He had a good shala. What was the shala? Interesting. He asked the shala for three doyle. So it wasn't a joke. He asked for three doyle. He asked for his chavre, the culture to roof, was the Ayuk of the Shudder roof. He asked for the Satma Rebbe, and he asked for the Chibina roof. What was the Shala? Are you allowed to put the Demuas on your forehead on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is it called Moichik? Is it called Moichik? I thought my beard, the Vertel. The Chibina, the Rabbitical Met is serious, because he really understood. And there's the Ebbets of Skull there. There's the Ebbets of Skull. It's true. He almost felt it. And by putting on the Demuas, it's mamish, erases it. You have a shala. So, it's moichik. So, I don't know what I'm going to answer them, but I saw it. Satmar Rebbe answered them. Ruach is only a gashmistic ksav. A roch viel ksav is nicht dim in the Mishkan. We learn out all the maluchas from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan nicht gewähnt kann, only a gashmistic ksav, nicht rochtis ksav. Meile, this sort of ksav, this sort of writing, which is only a rochtis, is not called moichik. Okay, it's a shalom from the Rebitzik. But it brings out how true this is, how the biblical lit Momishan had a shale, the proper shale, he asked for 3 years in the shale. He wrote a letter to Chabina Ruf that's a sure that he asked the shale before, when he was in Russia, he asked the shale, and he hadn't got a chiva, he wants to have a chiva. He was familiar with the shale, it was a serious shale. So here, what the Messiah was a gewaltige word from the Noide Behide. Noide Behide was a tzlach, he was a snagget, and I'll tell you, a sinische word for a snagget. The tzlach, no idea, what's the sign? See, now we call it tzinshe word, but it seems to be, all of them are gehalten. I'll tell you a word from the tzlach. If I tell you the word, you say, every time it's a tzinshe teure. No, listen. There's a medrash. The medrash says that skimsi yang Rosh Hashuna, the sultan wants to tell the Eibishter the Yidin have sinned. Right. Says the Eibishter, bring me witness. Bring me witness. The sultan goes out and he finds the son. And he says to the son, son, can you come and say witness that in daylight this you saw Ploidy doing this, Almoidy doing this? Come on, tell the Eibishter, the sultan's got business. He brings the son, the mighty son. The son has quite a big kingdom and he sees what's going on. He comes and he says, the Eibishter, yes, unfortunately, Yankele and Getzele and Shmerele are so doing a virus. Says the Eibishter, I'm sorry. Ed Eichel doesn't believe. You have to have 2 witnesses. Sutton, bring me a 2nd witness. The son is only Ed Eichel, says the Medrash. Says the Sutton, let me find another witness. A good idea. We'll find the moon. We'll look for this Medrash. This can't find a story. It's a Medrash. We'll look for the moon. We'll look for the moon, and he sees the moon, and the moon is not to be found. Tiki bechoyde shoyfar, bekeise, hirim chagayvi. The moon is not to be found. Kinzig an the Sutton, empty-handed. Sorry, Eibishter, I only have 1 witness, only have the son. The Eibishter says, sorry. You don't believe it. One witness is goodish. Fremde neude behinda gewaltige kashe. We find the gemure in kedishen daf samach vorum et weiss. If an Ed Eichard comes along to a koyen and says to a koyen, you are a person with a min, you have a blemish. He's believed. Why is it believed? Ed Eichel. Says the Gemara, because the person can prove that it's not right. He says, you're missing, let's say, some external limb. It's covered with his garments. You're missing some external limb. So it's believed. Why is it believed? Because he says, if I'm wrong, prove me wrong. Take off your garments and show the person that I'm wrong. Since an external blemish can be proved for cat. If somebody says, I say you're about him, and he can prove for cat because there's an open blemish, and he doesn't prove, that it is believed. So we see that if somebody has an open blemish, and one person comes along and says, I say you are about him, we say that he is believed, because schlach v'achve, take off your garments and show for cat, prove for cat. If we know that every sin makes a scar, so can the sin is like an Eichav. The sin says that you need have a blemish. If you want to argue, say, show forget. Since you can show it's an open blemish, you can show forget, and you're not showing forget, he is believed. But in Ferish Gemura, that Samach Vov Omen Weise Kedishin, at the end, it is believed when he says Eidus on an open blemish, because it's for the person to prove and show right out that he's wrong. So here, it's also an open blemish. It's a blemish on the scar on his forehead. In Shemaim they can see it. So Ed Eichel says the shame is that you sinned. You want the proof, okay? Bring your raya. They haven't got a blemish. You can't prove that, but you've got a blemish. Says the Rebbe. But if we cry, the tears take away the blemish. So I feel that if I haven't done proper tshuva, I feel that the tshuva hasn't been properly, but we've lost the blemish. We've lost the blemish. Then we can say that Ed Eichel is believed. The whole reason why the Shemesh isn't believed is because Ed Eichard. But if we have an open blemish, the Gemara says that Ed Eichard is believed to say Eidus, to open the open them. So if we do Tshiva through the Muras, then the Muras take away the blemish, then we can say that the son isn't believed. Says the Tzlach, Pshat in the Pusik, in this week's Sedra. Listen to this one. כי יהיה ברוך הוא איש, אף תרבי, אף תרבי. כי יהיה ברוך הוא איש, שלא יהיה טועל. הפרס לא יהיה אונקלין. ויוצא בחץ למחנה. אני גאות הבלמש, זה אוטו במחנה. והוי לפנוי סיירב. ותרבי עיר ראש השונה. יחס במים. Wash with your tears. Ich gehe roya sheimesh. When the sun will come and say, I this. You will amach there. You'll be in the machne. Don't worry. You'll be scared of the sheimesh. Again. A person is sent. It's a pusik. In this we said it. A pshat. From the noy di behide. Ach si des wort. From the snagit. It's noch einmal. Ich habe mich gesagt. Vahi. Ki hiya bchu ish. Ach lo yeh tuor. Person is a blemish. He's sent. He's got a scar. The Jews are not going to make it. Got a blemish. Also make it. He's got a blemish. So it's very, very difficult. The addict is believed. The answer is, we hold it for his ere, we come to ere, we shune, we hold it for his ere. Yich is b'mayim. Watch with your tears. B'mayim, ki boya ha-sheimesh, when the sun come along, you say, I this. You will make it, you will believe, because you're in the machne with no blemish, you will believe. And I wish to help, which was soiche, to have, b'simchu yigil kalayoyim, הבחיה בתוך שמחה עם הקסים ונכסים אחרים. אמן.